Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
When an opponent declares, "I will not come over to your side," I calmly say, "Your children belong to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community." That was Adolf Hitler in 1939 in a radio address.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And they then flash up in the official MSNBC promo forward, which is the original name of the slogan for the Marxist, over 100 years old. It's like 120-something years old. And I shot a whole special video report on that that's up on Infowars.com. The state declares they own your children. And that was the MSNBC host or propagandist who directly worked for the White House. When you watch MSNBC, you were getting pure ambrosia poison directly out of the White House. That is their agenda on record. Your kids belong to the collective is the article by Kurt Nemo, red linked up at Infowars.com. It's a story that came out yesterday, but I've had our great web crew move it back to the top of the page, linked in red. Melissa Harris Perry. You know, I remember it was about 8 years ago, a caller called in and he said, "You're a liar, Alex." He said, "They're is no way that the official University of Texas textbook for social workers," and I was giving the name out, it was the Calhoun Reader, "there's no way," and Bob Dacey had actually brought this to my attention, local talk show host, he had a copy of the textbook that family had been given going to UT, and the people didn't believe me. And so I had some of my writers go do research, and they pulled up hundreds of publications that were then posted on the Prison Planet Forum, where they officially teach they're going to get rid of the family. So when you hear them say, "Oh, it's everybody's job to take care of kids," they mean get rid of parents, you know, don't let parents discipline their kids, and that only the state can discipline your children, and then your kids will stay late at school, and then no more summer recess, and the TV's already raising our children anyways, and the brainwashing that comes across the iPhones and the iPads and the droids and the rest of it. But they officially, in every authoritarian society for thousands of years, the state has controlled the youth. And Hitler knew that. I mean, he talks about taking over the youth in Mein Kampf. Now, I mean, I've read myself Hitler's words. The Soviets, obviously, he borrowed a lot from. The communists, they have, of course, done the same thing. I was actually sent video by some folks. I think we've shown this on air before. I know it's on. I was going to put it in a film. I know it's in Rob Jacobson's hard drive one of our graphics guys, a contractor years ago, went to visit with his girlfriend, her family in China, and caught on video the youth brigades with red flags marching aggressively through the streets. Pretty powerful footage. This is what they're establishing. This is what they're setting up. So we're going to get into that. We'll have the latest from the DMZ, where world famous negotiator and hostage negotiator and PSYOP expert, Dr. Steve Pachinik, psychiatrist, will be joining us from the DMZ. It's about 6:04 over there right now. Trust we've made contact with him to make sure he's ready in about 55 minutes. Good. He's locked and loaded. We've got huge news with Biden calling for a new world order, and then Gawker makes fun of it. Oh, conspiracy Christmas comes early. Because they were just saying last week, you know, in a major poll, that the poll, do you believe in the made-up New World Order conspiracy theory? It's like saying, do you believe the sun came up this morning? Are you a kook? So we'll break all that down. It's a big broadcast today. In the last 2 years.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here live and then back Sundays live 4 to 6 p.m. Central. It is lucky number 7. It is the 7th day of April 2013 on this worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and we're streaming video and audio as well for radio listeners that would like to see another added dimension to the radio broadcast at InfowarsNews.com on our subscription service, PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, we have Operation Awakening the Sleeping Giant. You can find out about right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, where to start today? Where to begin? I want to read you a quote from a 1939 radio address that Adolf Alois Hitler gave. You may have heard of him. When an opponent declares, "I will not come over to your side," I calmly say, "Your children belong to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community, Adolf Hitler." And he said similar things years before in his book, Mein Kampf. Now, the communist system in Russia, the communist system in China, Fidel Castro's Cuba, everyone knows that in these countries the police wear black masks, the state turns the children against the parents, the state tries to raise the kids in dormitories, and really raises a generation of tax police and other enforcers out of children that they have CPS'd. For very petty reasons via the Soviet or Nazi courts. The Romans just came in and killed all the adult age men down to about age 13, 14, and then re-educated everybody. And so ancient empires just killed all the men and then took the women and children as slaves and then took the smarter ones to basically be enforcers, but still chattel slaves. They would be so proud of being a war slave, though. They had large brigades in the Roman Empire from the end of their republic on till their decline and the splitting into two empires, but I'm digressing, of special slave mercenaries who were proud of their slavery. That was passed on to the Prussians in Germany, of course, and that's where we get kindergarten. All the modern brainwashing systems we have today are designed to make people follow orders and be happy in their servitude. The Hessians were German slaves brought here to wage war on us in 1776, tens of thousands of them. So, but there was the prestige. Even if you were a slave, Hessian, you still had a fancy uniform and black, goose-stepping boots. But I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. You know that authoritarian states try to take over the children. And I have read on air the official textbooks used by every major Western university. They all tell the people aspiring to be government minions and enforcers to have a disdain for the family, a disdain for men. If you turn on any sitcom or drama, men have been run down for 50 years as moron idiots with women bossing them around the new commanders. They are the house slaves. The Romans would bring in the women. Even as the boys grew up, they were kept out in the barn and not allowed to learn how to really speak. You didn't want men knowing how to stand up. That was passed on to black slaves in the Caribbean, in South Central America, and, of course, here in the United States. That's why you've heard of that before, with the woman, you know, the house slave in charge. Well, that actually came out of Rome, mainly with white slaves. But side issue, feminism is not about empowering women, makes them the house slaves. They have a more pejorative name for it that black folks tend to use for it. But it's the people that are in the house. And that's what the police and the bureaucrats and the FBI and all them are. They're the house slaves. And then those of us that aren't part of the federal family, we're the barn slaves. And that's how it's all set up. That's how it's looked at. And so that's what they've established. And they all write handbooks on it. And I shot a special report up at Infowars.com. The state declares that your children are slaves. It's the name of the video. The article is MSNBC host. Your kids belong to the collective. So my issue is, I'd talk about this 15 years ago, 7 years ago, and people would say, you're a liar. Even when I was on the radio with the official textbooks, in one case, the Calhoun Reader, used at the University of Texas for their social workers. And it said, quote, the family belongs to the age of barbarism and is a form of mental illness. And you can also pull up the head of the National Association of Psychiatrists in the 60s saying the same thing. So they sell it as a new human right to not have a family because they want you all alone, completely alone. That is the great goal of every authoritarian society. In fact, I ought to send somebody down to the microfilm, or we should get a LexisNexis subscription. I had a Thomson Reuters subscription about 6-7 years ago, but I never used it, so I got rid of it. Guys, on Monday, get a Thomson Reuters subscription and a LexisNexis. Google's great, but you can't find stuff, you know, year 2000 and back good on the web. Okay, so I want the 2000 Austin American Statesman. When I caught bribery at the Capitol, it was the cover story in the Metro and State, about investigation of bribery that we caught on video, and I was there testifying. They were just paying them off out in the hallway, and then they later had a state hearing, you know, finding that it was illegal what happened, and the individual over the committee got censured and things. The point was, is that. They quoted one of the handgun control, I think it was Violence Policy Center. They quoted them, and they're saying, I don't care what Mr. Jones does. We're going to get your guns one day. We've got your kids. I mean, I want that quote. I probably read that quote 50 times on air. 50 times. And I want to resurrect that and actually show people that. So LexisNexis on Monday. Because I want to show people that. And you know, there it was, saying, it doesn't matter. We've got your kids in the public school, and we will ban guns in America. That's why I get so mad at people like Piers Morgan when he says, I don't want your guns. Bull! By the way, it came out this week. We've got them coming on later in the week. The Veritas Project, they told me about this weeks ago before they went and did it. They went to the house of Piers Morgan in Hollywood. He's got armed guards. But he doesn't want you to be able to, who can't afford, you know, you don't have an $8 million a year contract or whatever like he does. You know, you're just a poor guy who makes $60,000 a year. Of course, Michael Moore says you're rich and you're a bad guy. And you know, you maybe make $60,000 and it's racist to own a gun. Remember that clip 2 weeks ago? But of course, he's got armed guards too. I've seen them, but it's on record he has them. That's why I get so mad. They want our guns to dominate us, period. Everywhere they're in control, they take all the guns. So stop playing the game and arguing, hey, violent crime dropped 49% since 1991 because of proliferation of gun ownership, FBI.gov. They don't want to hear that. They have got an agenda of foreign banks that have captured this country to take our guns, and they're saying, hey, Hitler said we've got your kids. The gun control group said it doesn't matter what Alex Jones does. That was their answer to Alex Jones caught all this going on at the Capitol. Their answer was, we got your kids, and we're going to get your guns. Mr. Jones isn't going to stop us. And that's why I'm angry at them. They're authoritarians, and they know it. It's not like they're misguided. Now, here is MSNBC host in a TV ad they're running. It's not like it's something they just said flippantly. This is a TV ad they're running saying, your kids don't belong to you. They belong to the collective. Here it is.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And they have an actual original Marxist slogan, lean forward, on the screen while she's saying this, knowing 99% of Americans don't know that's the original name of the first Marxist newspaper and their slogan, you know, Karl Marx slogan. I mean, it's just hitting us hard. And like they said, hey, while you're watching your football, buddy, we got your kids. 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 And now they're taking veterans' kids who've had an arm or leg blown off saying they're depressed. Now they're taking people's guns if they have one marijuana cigarette and their kids. These are authoritarians. This is a persecution taking place.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,546.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,585.90, $792.95 for a half ounce, or $396.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,585.90, $792.95, and $396.47.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's an example of the total information overload. If you're up at InfoWars.com, I have a link to a Fox News story about an FBI police training manual. This has also been issued to the U.S. Army training instructor listed for domestic operations, of course. That's completely illegal in a free country, but we're just seeing the end of posse comitatus. Army labels evangelical Christians Catholics, period. Period. Catholics, Christians, period, and some Jews religious extremist. And this is Fox News. Now, if you watch my film Road to Tyranny from 2002, we show these same manuals, just the older versions. And people would see that and say, this isn't true. I would show Marines training to confiscate guns and admitting it, that it's for America. People say, there's no way that's got to be fake. When it was clearly, you know, thousands of Marines, Hebron, Maryland, you know, on the East Coast, West Coast. They had no way it's fake. Look at that. Fox News. Army labels evangelicals as religious extremists. Boom. You can click and read the Army training manual. And ladies and gentlemen, it just says point blank, evangelical Christianity, period. Orthodox Jews, next to it, Al-Qaeda, which, by the way, the AP announced they're not going to call them Al-Qaeda anymore, or even Islamists, because they were using them in Libya and Syria. They got Hamas, Ku Klux Klan, next to Christian. Catholicism, period, is extreme. And you're like, well, that's incredible. Oh, and if you're Islamophobic, see how they're going to totally flip it? That, guys, I printed in IMs, and I don't see it in my stack. Type in Army trains to take on Tea Party. It's Forbes. I want to show people that. The Army's main mission, this is official from West Point and the Army War College, is to take on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. By the way, you're not tuning in to satire here. This is what it's like to be under a revolution. The globalists are involved in a revolution, in a takeover. They call us in their higher-level Ford Foundation manuals and in the different hearings that have come out with the Weathermen. They call us counter-revolutionaries. And you better believe that's what we are. We're the Americans. There it is, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. And it goes on to talk about how in the new Army War College, and they're even teaching this at West Point, their main mission. Now listen, I'm reading you Fox News right now, and Forbes. In fact, guys, if you're watching on TV, you can see this. Go back to my screen, foxnews.com. Now, again, I would tell people this. I would tell program directors this, big, vice presidents at major, you know, networks, presidents, and they would say, oh, Alex, it's not that bad. And I'd say, oh, I've got the training manual. A few years ago, I had Nightline here trying to show them this. They go, we're not going to look at it. Look at this. Catholicism, period, is extreme and next to Al-Qaeda. Evangelical Christian, period, terrorism. And they've got it right next to Al-Qaeda and the Al-Qaeda flag. I mean, this is America. Ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't even intending to get to this today. Now, let me tell you, who are the extremists? Is it Catholics and Protestants, people with the lowest crime rates out there, or people that are church attending? The FBI.gov has all the numbers. They know somebody, whether they be Catholic or Protestant or whatever it is, that attends church on a regular basis, has the lowest crime rate out there for whatever reason. They know veterans have one of the lowest crime rates out there. Just the media hypes up when there are events. They know white males have the lowest crime rate of a, quote, racial group in this country, period. And we're listed as the number one terror threat. Now, you got to have some bad guys to be saying this, okay? Look, it's like when I got video of FEMA that the police sent me A firefighter sent me his police and firefighters in Kansas City with them bad-mouthing George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and saying they were terrorists, and anybody that likes the Constitution is a terrorist. I got 18 hours of this. People didn't believe it, even though I had the training manuals when it was said. Now it's Fox News. You're going to believe me? Listen, I stand with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and I stand with Jesus Christ. And if you want to say I'm a terrorist, you're the terrorist, period. I have, knock on wood, no criminal record. I've probably been arrested 7-8 times as a juvenile in fights, but it was always found I didn't start them. But I'm a good person, okay? I love my family. I walk old ladies across the street.
You know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage.
Excuse me. Anyways, the point is I'm listed, you're listed as an extremist. You know why I'm dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, to the entire power structure? It's because I simply am old-fashioned, I'm a throwback, and I can see traitorous criminal activity when it's sitting in my living room. I go to the zoo, I go, that's an elephant, that's a tiger, that's a lion, that's a penguin, that's a grizzly bear. But you tell the general public, you know, they tell them a lion is a Easter bunny, they'd believe it. And now they've got MSNBC host Melissa Harris Perry saying your children belong to the state. Folks, they've always been teaching that for really 100 years in the progressive movement in this country. 100 years. And the weird thing about it is they're not even well-meaning idiot liberals. These are hardcore eugenicist authoritarians that know exactly what they're doing. Do we have her queued up? Let's play. This isn't a promo. This isn't on a show where she just showed us what she really thought. They're running this every 2 hours. I looked it up. Tuned in, boom, it was on there. They're running promos. See, people say, oh, be nice, be for gay marriage. I personally have nothing against people for their passions and what they're into, okay? I don't judge people. My issue is, though, it is the, quote, gay and lesbian lobby, the dominant ones, that are always bad-mouthing the family and wanting to teach sex ed to five-year-olds. I mean, the UN wants to teach masturbation to five-year-olds. That's pedophilia. So the issue is, you see, this is all part of an attack on the family, discrimination against men and women, to break up our society, to make us alone so the state is our mommy and daddy. That's what the communists, the fascists, all this is what they do. It's like going to a football game and 11 people line up on each side and they've got a pig skin and it's football. Well, this is tyranny. It's like, it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It is. There it is. UN wants to teach preschoolers about masturbation. I'm sorry, it's even below five. I mean, you know, in fact, they do it in America. Remember when you were a kid in kindergarten, you went and took a nap after lunch 15 minutes? That's not what happens now. The pedo teacher teaches that, but it's the state, so it's okay. But then if you take a photo of your daughters, you always see these cases of your son in their towel, and one girl's hugging the other girl, they're both in different towels, they arrest the parents and take their kids, and then they don't ever get them back. Or you get pulled over and they find a bowl of marijuana, which is certainly a lot better than alcohol, and I don't even like pot or, you know, period, I like alcohol, quite frankly. The point is they take your kids. I did a video about this showing a few news articles about people having their kids taken for, you know, a bowl of marijuana. Even if it's true, they shouldn't get in trouble for it when the government ships in the hard drugs. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. And people were all in the comments on YouTube going, yeah, happened to me, happened to my brother. Yeah, they take over 1.5 million kids every year in this country. But if a kid's really getting hurt, they leave them with their bad parents. They want good kids to adopt out. They're targeting good families. We'll be back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the U.S. military, the FBI, local police are all taught that gun owners are extreme terrorists, that Christians are extreme terrorists, that returning veterans are the number one terror threat in America, because the globalists have set up the fifth branch of the military under NORTHCOM, Homeland Security. It's buying billions of bullets, armored vehicles. It's openly preparing for the complete overthrow of our republic. And they've got people on TV saying the state controls your children. They've been putting Jocelyn Elders back on TV. You know, back in the 90s, we found a clip of it coming up. She's like, teach kids how to masturbate. Now she's on TV going, reach down and help the little kindergartners. And again, this is the type of garbage that is happening and going on here in this country. And it's now time that we understand they're over the top on purpose to just shock you into a mass Stockholm syndrome or learned helplessness, a normalcy bias. A normalcy bias is, and I've used this example 1,000 times, if you could teleport 1,000 years back to what's Mexico City today, and they were sacrificing dozens of people every day when the sun came up and when it went down and when the moon came out, and on certain holidays, thousands of people, and the priests made their money off selling the humans hanging up by their feet. Human meat was the main food. You would say, this is crazy. And they would say, we're going to sacrifice you, buddy, okay, because you're crazy. We do this. This is normal. If you teleported back to 1944 to a Nazi death camp where they were lining up men, women, and children and shooting them in pits, and you said, this is wrong, they would think you were crazy. And so now they're like, hey, the state's going to take your kids, and any excuse we get, we catch you drinking 2 beers and driving, your kids are gone. We catch you with marijuana, your kids are gone. You got a leg blown off, we're going to say you're depressed, you're a military vet, we're going to take your kids. Millions of vets are getting letters saying you can't own guns anymore. This is happening right now, and it's not even a news issue. And they come out and say, yeah, we're training to take on the Tea Party now, that's what Homeland Security's for. Yeah, we're training to do all this. They're throwing it all in your face big time. Now, let's go ahead and go to this clip. MSNBC host, your kids belong to the collective. This article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, linked in red. MSNBC host, your kids belong to the collective. And folks, this is every day. Okay, every day. There's stuff like this, and this is in a promo they're officially running. And MSNBC is full of White House operatives. So is Media Matters. And who do they attack every day? You guessed it, Alex Jones. Calling me an extremist because I don't believe Catholics and Protestants are extremist terrorists. Because I don't believe the Founding Fathers were bad people. They were amazing. Because I don't believe it's a good thing to take the citizens' guns when more guns means less crime. When I know we have authoritarians taking over. You go to the front page of Infowars.com, I typed in Hitler Youth. I have a famous Nazi poster of Hitler with the children. And remember, he said, when an opponent declares, I will not come over to your side, I calmly say, your child belongs to us already. What are you? See, you're little, you're nobody. You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but the new community. And that's what the MSNBC host is saying. See, once they collectivize you with collectivist health care, collectivist education, they can then argue, hey, we got to say what you can eat, what you can drink, where you go, what you do, because we're all paying for it, forcing you to go on welfare. Forcing you to get into the system with corporate contracts. It's all about control because they want the control. And good people don't want control. We don't want to go to city council. We don't want to go run for state rep. We don't want power. We're quietly confident, inwardly secure. We're embarrassed by people that dress up like peacocks and are into, you know, all this garbage. Well, you know what? If we don't take control through the Republic and restore the Republic, the very worst will take over. See, once you get a corrupt group in, they get overthrown by the next group that's even more corrupt, and then even more corrupt, and then even more corrupt. And whether it was the Babylonians, or whether it was the Druids, or whether it was African animus tribes, or whether it was Mesoamerican Aztecs and Mayan groups, Toltecs and others, every culture from the Vikings to the Greeks, they don't really teach that in popular history, but it's buried. They would just burn your wife with you if you died. The Vikings. Gladiatorial events with the Greeks and Romans started when the man of the house would die. They'd have a few of the slaves kill each other in combat ritually because he was a warrior at the funeral pyre. That's human sacrifice. Every culture ends with crazy people, psychos, getting control, and they demand human sacrifice. Every culture. That's the bottom of the rabbit hole. Ritualized mass death, and where your neighbor's being torn apart in the arena this week, you'll be torn apart next week, and no one has empathy, and civilization finally implodes. In fact, that's not the final step. Human sacrifice, gladiatorial events is not the final step. It's the final step before everything collapses. Because then the only next decadent thing the leadership can do is launch wars they can't win or commit suicide. The Roman emperors, Caligula and others, and that was long before the collapse, would kill themselves, kill their family, Nero, again, would go to those Roman parties where they had vomitariums, where they would eat till they vomited over and over again. And he would dress as a werewolf and tie small children to a pole. Pull this up, written about by mainline Roman history. And he would go and tear children's throats out with blood spraying all over him. That's North Korea, folks. That's the state is God. A little stunted, pot-bellied wimp ruling everything. We got a frontline report from North Korea with the guy that did the Camp David Accords, the top psychiatrist, the Harvard psychiatrist, the guy that co-wrote Tom Clancy's books, very famous living psych warfare specialist, probably one of the biggest out there, overthrown countries, you name it. He was involved in the transition of South Korea from a military dictatorship in the 70s to what it is today, the industrial engine of Asia. And really the world per capita, he's there on the DMZ. He's going to be talking to us about that whole crisis. That is, again, out-of-control government on power trips. But let's go to this clip. MSNBC host, your kids belong to the collective. Here it is.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And you had elders, the back under Clinton, the Surgeon General, and she's been back on TV, out there saying, the government needs to reach down and help the kids learn how to do this. Now, if you went in a public bathroom and ran up to a kid and grabbed their crotch, you go to prison for 50 years, and you should. But if the state, this goes on all over America, you can't stop them. They're the government unless you fully wake up to them. They're in there teaching kids how to masturbate because the truth is they're a bunch of pervs. Most of these people that want power have never really lived and never gone through the rites of combat growing up when they're young and never that don't come from good families. Big government's kind of a collection of scum. So are corporate swarms. They're like weak people that hate the strong. And people that aren't politically developed and things, they're usually sexually crushed as well. So they're at the level of a child, or they're pure Satanists like to abuse children. And that's why they want to put their hands on your kids. And they're going to take them from you because you're a veteran or you're a pot smoker, and they're going to hurt them. You're 7 times more likely now. It was 5 times. It was 3 times a few decades ago. More likely to be abused in government custody as a child than anywhere else. The most dangerous place is for a child in government. Who do you think gets into government agencies to be around kids? I mean, I told you the whole Sandusky thing. It was the whole top of the university. That's now come out. The connections to the National Security Agency. Look it up. They can't bring it down because the whole thing, it's a pedophile guild. They want your kids, folks. They didn't have them. They didn't raise them. They don't love them. They're sick freaks. Children are so good and so innocent to these demons, they want to hurt them. And so they say they belong to them. Now, I've got clips coming back where they say you've got to do national service. Paying taxes isn't enough. They're going to make you their slaves. They're going to make you their slaves. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. And that's a clip I'm going to play here in a moment. Is Rahm Emanuel saying everyone will serve under national service. And that's part of the FEMA Corps official charter. They're now graduating high schoolers and college people who want to get government funding in their new little uniforms. They train in things like warrant service and gun confiscation. And it's all official. Giant black armored vehicles are being bought by the thousands. The bullets. ATF just put out a new federal bid for data mining stuff to spy on citizens' web traffic without warrants. And meanwhile, they'll probably just come out and say it doesn't exist. Oh, there's no bullets. There's no armored vehicles. We're not warrantlessly spying on you, but we are. But we are. Oh, we don't. The state doesn't want to take your kids. I saw a case 2 years ago in homeschooling. California banned it. With a law, unless you had a state teaching certificate, a degree in teaching. Doesn't matter if homeschoolers want all the spelling bees and colleges crave them and they have the highest test scores on average per capita worldwide. No, facts don't matter. The state said in the court hearing, they said, well, the state now controls the children and is the guardian over the parents, period, not just when they're at school. Now, the court struck that down. But the state argued in California, they run your kids. Kind of like California gives inoculations without parental consent saying, we are the guardian now. I mean, incredible. And you're like, well, the shots are to keep us safe. Uh-huh. Have you read what the insert says, folks? It's amazing. So I played the clip of MSNBC in a commercial saying, your kids aren't your kids. We've got to get past this idea, this private idea that your kids are your kids. They're not. They're the collectives. And then you've got Rahm Emanuel saying, oh, you've got to serve. If you actually read the plan, it's 3 months every year up until you're 60-something. That's in the official legislation they brought in. But publicly on C-SPAN, he says, you know, a few months every year. This is what they're planning. But first, here's Obama. He said this 5 years ago, campaigning his domestic security force. And by the way, it's out there now. Clergy response team, preachers that spy on you, InfraGuard, business people that spy on you. It's directly out of the Soviet Union. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
If you had 20 traits that you went down a checklist of a tyranny, all 20 are completely checked, right out of a textbook. This is like me going to a NASCAR race, and NASCARs are going around, and you go, what is this? And I go, it's a NASCAR race. Conspiracy theorist? Yeah, 30-something percent of Americans in a new public policy poll. It's way above that, the Democratic Party operative group on record. They believe in the imaginary New World Order. Imagine the question. Do you believe in the imaginary New World Order conspiracy theory? Oh, well, no, I don't believe in the imaginary corporate world government run by megabanks that are bragging they've set up world government everywhere. And there it is, Business Insider. A ridiculous number of Americans believe in crazy conspiracy theories, like a new world order, new public policy poll shows. First, though, let's go to Rahm Emanuel, because I tell people they're already establishing national compulsory service. It's not enough to pay if you actually work more than 60% in some form of tax. Now you've got to do more to be a citizen. You've got to serve domestically. Again, they want our guns, but their people, their new Yugen, they're going to be armed. Here it is.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in a kind of civil defense. That universal sense of service, somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25, will give Americans, once again, a sense of what they are to be American and their contribution to a country and a common experience.
By the way, I was in the Civil Air Patrol. My dad was really involved in it growing up. That's why I was involved in it. But, you know, we go flying around and stuff, and there was fires and stuff, spotting or on rescue missions. He mainly did that. But I was into it somewhat. And back then, it was truly civil defense, the people, organized, and then they would just be called upon in missions and emergencies. They're getting rid of that in the Civil Air Patrol. It's all under Homeland Security, all under the Air Force, and it's all real creepy, spy on this, spy on that. Again, that's totally converting. I've talked to folks I know that are still in it. Again, you're not trusted in this unless you're part of their group, because it's a foreign takeover. Remember, the Army's now taught for domestic operations, Catholics, period, evangelical Christians, period, are extremist terrorists. I just showed you Fox News. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've come to. Now, let's play Biden. This was on Friday. Vice President Joe Biden threw caution to the wind as he shockingly declared the affirmative task we now have is to actively create a new world order. He said this is the big import-export trade federal event, adding yet another admission to the already long list of documented globalist bragging of plans for a centralized one-world government at the Export-Import Bank Conference in Washington. I'm going to play the clip here, but the issue is, I did a special report last week because the media was saying there's no such thing as a global government, with scores of clips. You can just type in bankers declare they've conquered America and Europe, and then you'll find some of the clips, but I put it all in one report where they're all announcing global government. We engineered the financial crisis. We're going to implode the world economy, bring in a cashless society, SDR. We're going to need $100 trillion in taxes a year. This is Davos, you know, on C-SPAN. I mean, I sit there for hours and just, my wife's like, can we watch a movie? And I'm watching, you know, all the world leaders, like a public Bilderberg meeting. which people like Glenn Beck says, you know, don't exist. I'm bad to cover it. I'm like, man, come on, cover the whole thing, bro. Don't be afraid. And I'm watching them say all this. And you guys type in, banks want $100 trillion in new liquidity, in new credit, which means our tax money. And they're announcing what the world government is, an autocratic, centralized government run by private megabanks. The Financial Times of London, 4 years ago, wrote a headline. And now for world government, their foreign editor, Bilderberg Group attendee. And he says, yeah, we're autocratic, we're authoritarian, we've been secretive, but we know best, we're taking over. He admits in the article, okay, you've exposed us. Doesn't matter, you ought to join us. I mean, I've had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, on my show. And I said, why'd you come on my show during the break? And he goes, I want to convince you we're the right way to go, Mr. Jones. And, you know, you're a very important person. You're part of the super class in your own way, you know, leading the resistance. So you could do well. We'd like to hear what you have to say. And I could instantly go join them, and I'd be a U.S. senator or whatever. Or I'd be the next Rush Limbaugh. Okay? If you just engage them and be their buddy. Do you know how real all this is? The only reason I can tell you the Rothkopf story is when they tell me this stuff is off record now, because I'm a journalist, Tat, I can't talk about it if it's off record. I can talk about it because Rothkopf, you know, they're on the phone line during the breaks talking to me. John Harmon's hearing the whole thing 5 years ago. He wrote Superclass bragging about all this. And he's like, no, I don't care if you say that I say you ought to look, you know, work with us. We're trying to save the world. Well, the answer is no, you're not. No, you're not. You're destroying the family. You're bringing in tyranny, and I've had enough of it. So here's Biden saying new world order. There it is. World needs $100 trillion more credit a decade, says World Economic Forum. When you read it, it's a tax to them. They want to shut down productivity, folks. It's incredible. And then their propagandists say they're saving the world. Here is Biden calling for a new world order, and they define it in the whole speech as a global economic system controlled by private banks. Here it is.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again. And the institutions and the rules that worked so well in the post-World War II era for decades, they need to be strengthened, and some have to be changed. So we have to do what we do best. We have to lead. We have to lead. We have to update the global rules of the road. We have to do it in a way that maximizes benefits for everyone.
You know, if you go pull up my clip, it's up on Infowars.com. Here, let me actually pull it up. Give you the exact name. It's got scores of clips where they say, this is global governance. This is world government. It's the War on Reality Special Report. That's the name of it. And if you just type that in, the War on Reality Special Report, I'll get the webmaster, the Sunday crew, to repost that up at the top of Infowars.com. I have them defining. They go, what is New World Order? It is global governance run by private central banks, head of the EU, head of Britain, head of the U.S. They say this at these meetings. I'm watching it, and they say under this there'll be no families. They're going to make us live in government dormitories in 200-square-foot little coffin deals. Bloomberg's already trying to make it the law while they're all exempt from it, living like kings. Prince Charles, second hour coming up. Stay with us. Report from North Korea.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.